Yeah, yo. Yeah, yo. Moolala. Yeah, yo. Bitch, better have my money. Y'all should know me well enough. Bitch, better have my money. Please don't call me on my bluff. Pay me what you want me. Ballin' bigger than LeBron. Bitch, give me your money. Who y'all think y'all from?
Back. What up?
Happy Friday. Happy Friday.
Happy Friday. You know what I'm saying?
Good Friday.
Cheers to the weekend.
It's the Sunday, right?
Shout out to all your 9-to-5ers hustling for a weekend.
Shout out to all them scam niggas.
Shout out to all the bosses.
Out to all the hustlers, the scammers, the 9-to-5ers, everybody. The strippers, the bottle girls.
Bartenders.
Yo, shout out to all the folks right now on the grind in school, man.
Shout out to them, too.
The spring breakers.
Shout out to them dumb niggas playing that college tuition.
See, why you gotta be the guy?
Because Sally Mae's a scam nigga.
Sally Mae is a scam nigga.
Resurface this scam shit again, huh?
Scamming.
We moving on from the scam shit.
Shout out to everybody who's scamming. We not even on that.
We gonna let scammers breathe, son.
Listen, y'all heard about that fight at Fat Tuesday?
Oh my God, Fat Tuesday though.
Just open, bro.
April 3rd to April 3rd.
R.I.P.
It was probably security fighting with one of them niggas.
You know, classic expression. We should have never gave you niggas money.
Can we have a moment of silence for Fat Tuesdays?
Moment of silence. April 3rd, 2015.
Back to that. People always want to say that you can't give black people nothing, and y'all always want to prove them right. Like, you give us a Fat Tuesdays, and look how you act.
Oh, man.
The first day it was open.
A fight.
The first day.
You know, it was like 60 degrees today, so. Yeah. You know,
for real, y'all want to be treated
hot,
with
respect,
man.
Niggas act up.
You know what I mean? Y'all want to be treated with respect, but y'all want to be with the shits. You got to choose one, bro. Like, you can't have both.
Look, honestly, I'm still wondering, what started that fight? Like, what started that fight?
You've ever seen Boondocks?
I still don't know.
It's called a nigga moment.
Oh,
when a nigga steps on your
that.
Shoes, when a nigga done poured some drink down your shirt, niggas turn up. That's it. You know what I mean? I bet you it was some petty shit.
It'd be the littlest things, bro.
It'd be the smallest things. In Boondocks, you know a fight's about to happen when a nigga just throws a chair. Like,
yeah, where
chairs were being thrown.
Straight
Aaron Magruder, you are a genius, bro.
Like, straight Dudley Boys type shit, bro.
I'm not going to front. A chair was definitely.
I seen a chair, bro. I seen a chair and a table, bro. By some tall nigga getting chased by a chair, bro. Like
it was straight WWE.
It was Royal Rumble, bro.
Get the ladder.
Where's John Cena, bro?
Bring the tables. RKO and
straight
shit.
Ric Flair. And
what's shit. Going on this week, though, man? What's up with everybody?
Grand opening, grand closing.
You always got to come through. That's West.
That's Kanye.
Weather.
That's Kanye.
It's West Weather.
Like, yo, did y'all see them camo Yeezys, though?
Wait.
I felt like those are April Fools.
This is a new episode. This is episode 5, part 2, episode 5, part 1 could not be released. If you were watching Periscope last week, know why.
Yeah, it was chairs definitely being thrown.
Babies crying. In a basement. It was crazy last week.
Shout out to Periscope.
But that's what friends do, though. That's what we do. Fight.
I guess so.
That's why it's called a wolf pack crew.
Bunch of wolves. Everybody's a wolf.
Don't get fed to the wolves. But like as usual, it's West Weather, me. And we got
duck sauce and ketchup.
Duck sauce and ketchup.
No cash for
hoes
on Twitter.
You already know Jack King, C. Joe Black, new shit on the track.
Seven God, views from the seven. You feel me?
Boucher, Chris Boucher. You ready?
Okay. So how was everybody's week?
It was good, man. It's good weather. Finally made it around. I saw a sundress or two today.
Oh, my God. Ooh. How was the view?
The wind blew. The wind blew and the dress went in between the cheeks.
Ooh. In between the cheeks, you see a little cellulite.
Yes. God bless the girls with the cellulite.
Shout out to them chicks with the cellulite.
That means you natural. You feel me?
That's
the real booty.
I like me some cellulite. You don't like the cellulite?
My swag's been whack.
I'm good.
Honestly, it's 2 weeks consecutive.
Heard swag you losing horses, man, bro.
You like that, bro?
My
you
horses,
gotta bounce back.
You know what I mean?
Everybody gotta go through a drought. You know what I'm saying?
The Curvonomics is just killing me right now.
Yo, California is going through a drought. So if Cali's going through a drought, you know what I'm saying?
You know,
anybody
happens, can
fall. Hold on, what's going on in Cali?
Cali running out of water, bro.
Oh,
what
shit.
Happened? Cali got no water. They got to ration everybody's water. They talking about you can't
right
water your lawn.
They right next to the ocean.
Yeah,
how, bro?
Cali's how? Running out of water, bro.
They right on the coast.
Yeah, but supposedly,
right there.
Supposedly there wasn't enough snow this winter in the mountains. And the mountains, when the snow melts that's their source
water.
Of water.
Okay.
So they're not getting enough water. So damn. So they got to they on a drought. It's
that's
crazy.
Crazy.
I never thought that
be
was
some
possible.
Real thirsty
that's
niggas.
Crazy.
Yeah, man.
Thirsty in Cali, literally.
What? Literally. If I see one person in Cali do an ice bucket challenge, I'm sending them to the governor. Real rap. No ice bucket challenges for Cali at all. That's it. It's a wrap.
You want to hear some? You want to hear some shit though? When I was at Haiti, so I was ice bucket challenge every day. Ain't no running.
I'm
water.
Trying to show niggas.
Every day
it was an ice bucket challenge,
it
bro.
Bucket, it was a bucket. Water that you got from the well or whatever the case is.
The river. You
got
to go
down
to the river.
Whatever you got water from, son. On top, you had ice bucket challenge.
Funny shit is they fight for water out there, bro.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Yeah, they got little. They got water in like.
Yeah, it's like a little hole down.
Yeah.
And not that I'm born in Haiti. I'm some immigrant nigga, but I just know, man. I've been in Haiti
a
couple
like
times.
A month,
yo, real rap. You know what's funny? We as Americans, we got a whole TV show. We got a whole TV show about how to fucking survive like that.
Mm.
And when we give people money for surviving like that for like a week, we go, let's show survivor, my nigga. Like
right.
People, if this is how people live every day,
yeah,
right? But sure. we pay Americans to live like that.
Like to be survivors.
You know what though? Go ahead, sorry.
Yeah, I was about to say, like, we treat these bottle girls like they specials, like they celebrities.
Come That's
on.
True.
Joe Biden put out this tweet earlier with this picture.
Oh, yeah, I posted it too,
that.
Yeah,
you
on Instagram.
That, right?
Yeah.
That was you.
Oh, that was Joe Biden that started that?
Yeah,
because I've seen it a couple times.
Our generation, man.
All messed up in the game.
You know what? I want to say this real quick because it was like April 2nd. It was 1:51 a.m. I was at home, and I don't know about y'all, but like sometimes I'll write in my notepad, and I wrote, like, yo, the mentally challenged are being mocked. Females are being famous for being whores. The rich Ooh. Are getting richer while the poor remain poor trying to be rich.
Ooh.
And we're introducing kids to the street life and the nightlife. This
real.
Is what's going on nowadays. This is what we're giving praise to.
That's 100% accurate.
That's
it's crazy.
And I feel like the rich are getting richer because they're acting poor.
Exactly.
They're living
right.
poor.
And it's
the
other way around for the poor people.
Yeah, and the poor are getting poorer because
the
they're acting rich.
I think it's Kendrick's
like,
some
so
line
so
like
look,
that. I forgot
there was that. There was that meme. There was like the dude with the $3,000 shoes, the $500 belt, $300 jeans, but nothing in his pocket.
Yeah.
And you got the white dude with
A6.
$40 shoes,
A6.
$20 jeans, $5,000 in his bank account.
Right.
I know a couple of hood millionaires that really be on the low, man. They don't want no problems, son.
They don't want no problems. They don't want the spotlight, bro.
Nobody wants the spotlight, son.
At work, I watch some second generation rich folks. Second generation, which means they came from money.
Right.
Arguing about how broke they were when they were young. Like competing. Like, yo, no, I was broker than you. I promise.
Yeah, we like, argue like, yo, I don't got more bread than you, my nigga.
But,
you don't,
like,
you don't got more bread than me.
I guess there's levels of brokenness, though.
Yeah. Son,
like, what's broke to certain people?
It's all relative.
But my thing is the
levels,
fact, the fact that you're trying hard to blend in with the middle class or the lower class in its own right, you know what I mean, means a lot. Like that's their priority. Their priority is to blend in. With
like it's cool, but
like that, cause bro, that's how you stack your chips.
Yo,
that's how you stack your chips.
Some
bro.
Rich people are all about function.
That's
you
it.
See what I'm saying? If the car works, it don't matter what brand it is. It don't matter if it's a Benz, it'll be a Prius.
Let me
as long as it works.
Listen, yo, I used to do. Matter. I used to be a doorman over the summers, like in college and all of that. Right? Mind you, these are multimillionaires. You feel me? And the co-op, they own. This guy owned like four units in this one co-op. You know what he drove? A 95 Honda Accord.
Wow.
This nigga owns 4 complexes.
So do y'all watch Boardwalk Empire?
4.
Boardwalk Empire.
Boardwalk Empire on HBO. No. Or if y'all ever saw the movie Mr. Deeds with Adam Sandler.
I saw Mr. Deeds.
When he inherited all that money and shit from his long lost uncle.
Yeah.
All right, there was a dude in the movie called Crazy Eyes. He had like some weird like eyes and shit. That's Steve Buscemi.
Okay.
Right? And he's been acting for a minute. He's like the main star on Boardwalk Empire. He lives in my neighborhood. You know what he drives?
What?
A 1991 Volvo station wagon.
You guys mind if I cut y'all off real quick? I want so what are we insinuating right now?
That we living wrong. We looking at priorities, Benzes, and we looking
but
at all
I don't,
types of.
Wait, I drive.
But some people
Beamer,
like
though.
Nice
like,
things.
What's it exactly? It's good
I was
quality,
about to say
bro.
That. Yeah.
Some people like nice things, my nigga.
But this is the problem. And,
but
and
listen, is it conducive?
I was paying attention to social media over these past few days, and there's a lot of people that are new, a lot of new money people out there, a lot of people that don't act, you know, and they over there stunting, talking about yo, show me your house, and these are the same niggas that's renting apartments, bro.
Oh shit.
Leasing cars. You see what I'm saying? What happens when all that fast money comes to an end?
No, wait. I'm going to stop you right here, bro. There's nothing wrong with leasing cars.
Ain't nothing wrong with it.
Because if we're trying to copy off the white man.
Okay. It's slave mentality.
No, it's not even that.
I look at it as slave mentality. No, it's leasing not. Cars. I think it is.
You're paying for the luxury.
Wait, leasing
is
slave
but you're
mentality?
I feel like it is because at the end of the day, you're telling me what I can and can't do with this car that I'm driving.
It's
that, like you can't do any modifications to the car that you're paying every month for.
Negative, negative.
You can't.
Yes, you can.
Okay, and you do, but then when you take it back to deal, you gotta take all that shit off.
That's
now
fine.
That shit is whack. And then on mileage, you're telling me how many miles per year?
Wait. You're wrong. Let Marv eat. Let Marv eat. Eat Marv.
Listen, the purpose of leasing cars is look. It's like, if I don't, it's all about what purpose it serves in your life. You feel me? A car is a known liability. On no matter what level you are in life, it is a thing that depreciates in value no matter.
As
the minute
you
drive
off
the lot, value goes down.
Mm-hmm.
So how some people see it is, why own something that I know is going to be worth less money that I put up for it down the road?
Exactly.
As opposed to, you know what? There's rules and regulations to how I could use the car, but I know at the end of the day, if I don't want that car anymore,
I can just give it back.
Bye. And
you can trade in your car that you finance, though.
But are you going to listen? So if you buy a car for $20,000, right?
Bro.
When you drive it off the lot, and you're going to trade it in, can you trade it in at the same amount of money that the same amount of the $20,000?
No.
Are you going to get that back to get a new car?
You can't. Negative. You cannot. You cannot.
Okay. Say, Vincent, you're leasing a car for $100 a month.
And we didn't even get into write-offs.
But now look at it this way. You're leasing a car. When your lease is up, you have no value. If you don't have the bread to put down on getting another car, you're back on your feet. How are you going to get in the car if you don't have the bread? Please tell me. But now if you finance the car and you go to trade it in, at that point, they take the finance and the rest of your loan that was left over from the finance, it goes towards your new loan. But leasing, you can't do that. You want to know why? Because you never owned that car.
Right. It's not true.
But at the end of the day,
at the end of your lease,
you can be left with nothing if you don't have it. But leasing is for the people that are better off, it's for the richer, it's for the upper class.
But listen,
it's not for regular people.
At the end of the day, for me, that's why I just, you know what I'm saying, I just get a Metro card.
It's not for regular people.
I got my Metro card.
Let me tell you something.
And I'm lit.
Let me tell you something. Let me tell you this story. Let me tell you this. This is the difference between our mentality. The guy where I worked as a doorman, right? This man, he builds homes from scratch, ground up, develops them. He drives a white Range. And he has another crazy, like, coupe. I forget exactly what brand it is. And, you know, we were on, like, good rapport or whatever. And I asked him, I was like, you know, like, wow, how do you manage to, like, keep up with this lifestyle? You know what I mean? You drive nice cars. You get picked up, whatever. And he was like, dude, I write this off as a business expense. I lease it.
Sounds like a small nigga.
That's not a slave mentality.
Okay.
At all. It's not. But for some
people. But for some people, it's what he's talking about.
He doesn't
but
use
we're
it
talking
a,
about,
as a work vehicle.
But some, for
but
some
we're
people,
talking
it is
about
a slave
the
mentality
of our reason. Class right now. Yeah. It's a slave mentality.
Yeah, some people use leasing to their advantage. Some people just lease.
That's what I was saying.
Okay, but you're earlier, talking about what you're talking about people who are established with money. This guy you're talking about has money. There are people out there with no money that are leasing cars out here when they shouldn't be leasing.
Oh, there's people out here with money that shouldn't be leasing cars that
they
shouldn't be
but
leasing.
But they can afford to lease it. They have the means
at that
to.
Time.
But like I said, though.
I know a lot of people are struggling.
So that's why I said
but
it's,
like
all,
I,
it's all relative
because
to your.
Because he has the means for it. He has the resources
right,
for it.
Right.
But that's why I said in people in terms of certain in certain classes – it's a slave mentality.
I heard somebody say a while ago that you have the money to.
That's confusing.
How much do you think guys think leasing is? It's not that much, bro.
It's not.
It's the same amount of money you're paying when you're financing, depending on the situation.
Chris.
Depending on the situation, bro.
Chris.
I leased my last car. I end up paying more money for my car that I'm financing now than I was for my lease.
You're financing that Beamer now?
No, I'm financing for the Beamer now,
okay.
And I leased my last car.
Okay, your last car now, right?
Right.
When your lease is over, what would you do?
You have two options. You can either give it back or you can... I think it's called a...
lease to buy?
Lease to buy.
Okay. So right. Now, if you don't want a lease to buy, right?
Right.
All that money you just spent, where did it go?
Pat,
I understand.
Nothing.
Pat, I understand.
Not true. You lose the money.
Where did it go?
I'll break it down to you.
Because
let me break it down.
A car is not an investment, no matter how you
look
at it.
No
matter
how you
look at it.
Unless you part of the money.
In terms of financing, though, it's better to finance.
Unless you part of the money.
Unless you have the means for it.
It actually depends on what you're trying to do, bro.
It depends. How long are you leasing this car?
Exactly.
It depends. It depends on what are your intentions for the car.
Right.
It depends on what are your intentions for the car.
Yeah.
Because that makes a big difference.
It's all about what is how it
but
plays
I feel
into your
like,
life.
I feel
what's
like
the,
if you...
What's your
you
purpose?
Using it for?
Yeah, but go ahead. Go ahead. Let Pat eat.
This nigga over here looking at nudes. My fault, bro. My fault. He's looking at nudes right now.
Listen, by the way, I caught a body or two in that bathroom that you just came from.
I washed my hands, bro. Yo, you're nasty. But anyway, these guys are crazy.
Anyway, at the end of the day, I be out here leasing my Metro card. I swipe my shit every month. You know what I'm saying? My little 120 or whatever. And then I take care of that. I don't have to deal with no lease. And I feel like living in the five boroughs, because I live in the five boroughs, and I rent my apartment, which is hella expensive to rent in the first place. Nonetheless, swiping your car works just as anything else. And now motherfuckers got Uber. All we got to do is Uber our shit, and we out. We lit.
Yeah,
I got private
drive. You got to understand.
It's going in conjunction with Pastor, right? In some eyes, rent is slave mentality, too.
It is.
Some people don't want the headache of running a house.
Right.
Some people moving close. You know what I mean? They're in retirement years. They own a couple properties already. They're like, yo, this is for my kids. I just want to go somewhere where I could, you know what I mean, have a peace of mind. I have to worry about surveying all my properties and all of that. Fuck, I'm going to just rent a condo.
If your money's not going to the bank, and staying there, it's being spent somewhere. Back to your point about the car, right? The Beamer.
You know,
if you bought a Beamer for $80,000, right? And you financed the Beamer for $80,000, they're gonna charge you interest, taxes, all of that. So that $80,000 Beamer is gonna be $100,000, right? Once you drive that shit off of the lot, that's just like worth sixty G's.
Automatic.
So you lose right then and there.
Off rip.
And then each year or every few months or whatever the case is going to drop in value regardless of what you do.
It's
when you lease, all you're doing with the lease is
like
financing the loss of what the car is going to depreciate with.
But I feel like it's just a waste of money. Like
everything's
a
waste.
There's no profit behind it.
At
but
the
like,
end of the day, a car
look,
is a
wait,
waste.
You know what?
If I drop, because you
car
you
is a waste
but
of
you
money.
Have to put
yeah,
a down payment.
A
no matter,
waste
no matter
waste
leasing
money.
Or financing, you have to put a down payment.
You want me to ask you?
So,
you
want to
know it's a waste?
All right, I'm about to say something. Let me go.
You throw the down payment down on a lease, right? You throw that down payment. Where does it go?
All right, so what's the difference?
You want to know where it goes?
What's the difference when you rent an apartment?
Hold on. You want to know where that
We're
money
not talking
goes?
About renting apartments
it's the same
right
thing.
Now.
You
want to
know?
Wanna,
apartments
right
it's the same
but
thing.
I never said I'd rent the.
You want to know?
But there's some, but he rents an apartment.
You
want to
know?
But I never said I would, so you can't be asking me that question.
No, not you per se, but
okay.
it's typically the same thing.
Look, it's the same concept.
For me, at the end of the day, purchasing a whip is a waste of money. Whether or not you either purchase it or you lease it, whatever it is, it's a waste. And I feel like a lot of the reasons why men buy all these things,
it's for
like,
these bitches, like, bro. Like,
yeah, yeah, we buy them for women. We buy them for women. And what's crazy is at the end of the day, like, we do all of these things for women. And a that lot can't of the times, the women we do them for have nothing to offer but just sex. Nothing.
It's real
nothing.
Shit.
And, like, you can get sex from anywhere.
Anywhere.
You know what I told this chick the other day?
What you told her?
She told me how it's slutty if you don't get into a relationship, right? Prior to, if you don't, you have to have sex in order to, you have to be in a relationship. Then have sex.
Negative.
Because right? she been smutted out too much.
This is what I told her. I used the car analogy. I said, so you go to the dealership, right? Oh, I like this car. And then the salesman's like, yeah, it got backup camera, you know, nice features, blah, blah, blah.
Sensors, you all that.
I mean? Can I drive it? Can I test drive it?
Nah.
You got
to buy it.
You know what she told me? Well, that's a car. I'm a person. I said, you see, this is where you take context. You don't understand fucking context when I'm breaking it down to you. And that's a lot of women's problems. Let's escape semantics and just focus on, you know, the analogy. You know what I mean? But that's neither here nor
there.
Or there,
right.
My point being is, a lot of women, y'all used to the soda and nuggets lifestyle. You know what I mean? Y'all used to soda and nuggets.
Oh, the stove is heating up. Hold
so
up.
Young when, nigga, preach.
Light up the grill, ma.
I got my Canada
preach.
Goose on.
Let me get my popcorn off.
When the filet mignon comes in, you know what I mean?
Mignon.
On a nice steel platter.
They take
you don't know
pictures
what the fucking do
Instagram.
With it. You don't know your shrimp from your salad for.
Wow.
So now you think, you know, I got to be X, Y, and Z. But you use the soda and nuggets.
So what you're telling the people is there's a salad fork and there's a regular fork.
It's of course.
Okay, so they don't know that. Okay, we just want to make sure we're on the same page.
They don't know it.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
Go ahead, preach, nigga, preach.
So
preach, nigga, preach.
You know, with that being said, it's like a lot of women are they're making these expectations like, oh, this guy got to have this, they got to have that. But what are you bringing to the table? Mm. Let's take the time out to examine what the hell you're bringing.
A lot of people are talking about that shit on Twitter, Instagram, over the past week, bro.
Some women bring things to the trip. Some women,
like
women
what?
Bring things. No, I can't speak.
No, speak on it, bro. Okay, be a chatty patty.
I can tell you what a female told me.
The cooking. Okay. I mean, not that men can't cook.
Men can't.
But there's things that females
I cook
do
for
that
myself.
We
and yo, sex.
I cook very well.
I'm just letting y'all know.
I'm trying to represent for the women out here.
Jack King just opened Pandora's box.
Yes,
of course.
He sure did.
I had to.
The grill is lit.
And
it had to be done.
Next week, we're going to be on Periscope next week? No?
Periscope. Live Periscope podcast.
Right.
And listen, sex is entry level shit. That's like mailroom work.
Get sex from anywhere.
I could go get sex from anywhere. So what do you believe besides you? I gotta sell my existence to you.
I'm better off being my.
I don't know. I don't know about anybody else, but I'm tired of meaningless sex.
Me too.
I'm over it.
You sound like a bitch, though.
I don't care. I'm over it. And you agreed with me, so you're a bitch too.
I took it back.
You agreed. Nah, you already agreed with me, so it's whatever.
Ain't no take back.
Nah, real shit. I'm tired of it though. It's really pointless. It got to the point where I was about to curse a bitch out the other day.
What happened?
I'm not going to talk about it.
You being
chatty-patty.
Chatty-patty.
But you know
but
what?
It's pointless to this. It's just pointless. Like, I'm just over it. Like, what can you bring to me besides sex?
Right.
Nothing.
Yeah. And what's crazy is they cherish the fact that
they
have sex. Mm.
They and hold it on this crazy
page. And then I look at them and I laugh. I laugh hysterically because I'm like, yo, like, don't let me pick up my phone.
Don't let me text.
Don't let me text some sex right now because I will leave out of here. I'll have an Uber outside in 5 minutes.
You know what this
comedian, and I'll go get some sex.
This comedian said this. And he was like, listen, I don't get into the game of like when a chick be like, no, and I'm supposed to keep going or whatever. He said, you tell me no, I pull my meat out and I jerk off, son. And it's quiet for that.
Yo, you know, yo, oh, right. Hey, you know how I felt? I used to tell this girl back in the days, right? Like, I think a relationship nowadays, like a female says, she doesn't want to get in a relationship unless whatever. But I don't want to get in a relationship unless we have sex. Why? Because sex makes a big difference. Let's just say me and you together, we connect spiritually, physically, everything. But we've never had sex because you have this thing where, oh, I don't want to have sex, right? But now we have sex, your box stinks. Oh. You don't, you okay.
You
not
know,
only
I was,
that,
I was about to rebuttal what you're saying until you said that.
Right.
So
okay.
I'm not gonna finish.
Okay. Let's just say, the box don't stink. Okay. Let's say her box smells good. Cool. Your box smells good. But then she doesn't know how to have sex. Ooh. It's too tight. She doesn't know what to do. The whole nine. She can't take it. The whole nine. You know, so it's like.
I don't think it's.
All that matters. Sex matters.
It matters.
Because then I don't want to cheat on you because your box stinks. Or I don't want to cheat on you because.
That's all it matters.
You got a cheater at the table.
No, I'm saying I don't want to cheat. I don't want to cheat, bro. I don't want to cheat. So if I was to see how good your sex was from the beginning, we would know, okay, you know, we came to an agreement. Okay, so the sex is good. We meet on a sexual level. We meet on a spiritual level.
We got to take you to a doctor.
I don't think that's what a relationship's all about, though.
It's not. But it plays a factor, bro.
It does. It plays a big role.
Let's just say your girl. Remember that chick?
All right.
Remember that chick?
What's whatever. Her What's her name?
We won't say her name because we don't want to expose.
It's not being a chatty patty.
We don't want to expose people out there, bro.
But you're being chatty patty if you're not exposing.
You want me to?
Them,
the doc, all right.
Fuck Dame Dash with his chatty patty verbatim.
What's the first letter of her name?
Nah.
Well, we consider her the D chick. She was. I'm not gonna. We know. But she was nice though. Okay. Boom. So let's just say you guys connect on every level. You know she's bad. She was bad, bro. She was bad. She had a good job. She had a good profession. Her was there, everything. But now let's just say, nigga, her sex is horrible. Horrible. And now you made her a girl. You going to stay with her?
I'm a teacher.
Shouts to Michelle.
You can't teach sex,
I'm
a teacher.
You can teach sex.
Nah, never. I turned my one to my
Dave
asses.
Knows you
negative,
can teach sex.
Negative.
Shouts to Michelle. Look, she was a freak.
Look,
you could teach it. And like my thing is like, I'm 2 seconds. But my thing is like, look. Reason why I feel like you should connect with somebody on a more personal level besides sex, like sex shouldn't be the deal breaker, is because like, what if one day you wake up, you can't have sex no more? What do you have?
You have nothing, bro.
You have nothing.
But look. Man, you know how
he
long?
He just crushed my whole thing. I can't tell girls that no more.
No, but no, I feel right. you though.
I'm about to wake up.
But if the box stinks, it's
a
wrap.
You know how long it takes for you to run out of sex?
Let Carl eat.
Dudes don't be running out of sex until they like 80. Yo, you ever been to a nursing home?
Not true.
Even them old motherfuckers be in there having sex.
Not true.
Call. What?
Can't agree.
Call.
Anything can happen.
Anything can happen. Yo, everybody knock on fucking wood right now. But if you can get into a fucking accident tomorrow and be paralyzed from the waist down, you're done.
Dick,
you're done.
But yo.
It's not likely, but it can happen.
But I'm not. Look, my point is.
Can't choke your chicken.
You ran out of sex.
To be honest.
That's your point. You ran out of sex.
To be honest with you, if you get paralyzed in a car accident, the likelihood of anyone staying with you.
It's right. slim to
He's
none.
Very
any
slim,
of these,
bro.
Yeah.
If you saw that Tyler Perry movie where the nigga motherfucking got same thing, his chick was letting him drown in the water. She was talking mad shit. His Spanish chick left him, took all his money. That's the life. That's what happens.
You know, that's
when you get paralyzed, bro.
Give me a drink.
I got a question. If you were disabled, right, and you couldn't like. Provide in certain aspects of performance or certain aspects for your girlfriend or your wife, would you allow her or be able or be cool with her like going
Leaving?
To seek that from somebody else?
She's gonna cheat.
No, nigga.
Listen, hold on. She's gonna cheat on you
regardless
of what.
But not in front of me.
Let me explain.
This ain't
why.
No, forget it.
This is facts. Once you can't supply one aspect of somebody's desires or at that moment for whatever the case may be, it's a wrap, dog. Like she's gonna go find somebody. Or friend zone somebody that has what she wants.
Yeah,
you see what I'm saying? At the end of the day, like you could get her tight for whatever reason, or you could not have the Beamers or the Benz or the Bentleys or whatever the case may be. And she sees somebody's on the gram or on Twitter that got what she want, yeah, or the lifestyle that she want, and she's saying, damn, my man ain't got that. You know what? Let me see what this is about.
Bro, the perfect example, y'all seen Casino?
Mm, yeah.
Y'all seen Ace? Ace had everything, son.
Yeah.
And she still wanted Joe Pesci.
Why?
Yeah.
Because he had more swag.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Yeah. He had more swag. He paid attention to her. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean?
He did everything. He did everything he had to do.
Ace was like falling short of. Wow. He was in her ear like, yo, look, listen. Yeah. And even before Joe Pesci, the other nigga, the broke ass dude, yeah, that she was calling on her wedding day, like, I still love you.
Nigga, yeah, pipe probably was real, son. That's what it was.
Yo, you know, I know nigga you still love nigga, me. You nigga, know, when dude, you done messing around with Ace, come holla.
Dude had the real, the eggplant game was real, bro.
Yeah, son. Eggplant so, emoji. At the end of the day, my point being is, you could trust people, but you can never really depict how things will turn out. You know what I mean?
I'm
someone could
right
wake
now
up and not love you tomorrow.
I'm going to tell you right now. If I get in a car accident, knock on wood, right, and I'm paralyzed, knock on wood, right, I'm going back to my mama crib. Because I know my mama going to love me no matter what. That's it.
She'll probably drop you off in a fucking rehab center.
Nah,
bro.
Not my mom.
Probably, she probably will.
Not my mom's. Don't do that
she
to
probably
me.
Probably will, son.
Don't do that to me. Not
I'm
my
just,
mom's.
I'm just being real, son.
After I want to take it to I want to take it to another level right now and next. I don't want to do it.
Do it. Take it there. Take it to the next level.
Yo, get your shit off. Like Smack would say.
Pause. You guys,
this ain't regular food punch.
You guys misunderstand. Like you guys,
it's good.
Y'all underestimate what parents will do to you.
Oh, it's the pina colada.
What's it was a movie I was watching the other day, and a nigga mom. Matter of fact, we was watching your crib, Carl.
What's up?
Was watching. Was it not Goodfellas?
Blow.
It was Blow.
Oh,
when a
yeah
nigga mom
snitched
on him and had the boys come get him.
Yeah.
You guys underestimate your parents, bro.
Yeah, bro.
You know what I mean? Like, I want
to
take this.
Never shit
I
like
want
to
take this
me
topic
my
to
mom
another
would
level.
Never snitch on me, boy.
My nigga,
I'm not underestimating my mom.
How many times your mother said she was gonna call police on you or send you to Haiti when you was younger, son?
Telling you, I got
she
almost
said
sent
send
to,
Haiti
a lot of times.
Yeah, I almost
son
got sent to Haiti. Man.
Never went to Haiti.
I was like $15.
Nigga, do you
short,
know it's gonna
son
cost? It's gonna cost her $500 to send you on to send you.
Yo, my nigga, in my mom's eyes, I can do no wrong.
Cause you that nigga, son.
Well, when it's, except when it comes to girls, that's when she draws the line because she's a female. So yeah, when I do wrong, she will tell me like, "Yo,
fuck
that."
My
you
mom
fucked
be
up
like, "Yo, you got condoms?" Straight up. My mom be like,
nah,
"Yo,
my mom be on some.
I had
you gotta slow it down."
Yo,
shouts to everybody that still live at home with their moms. That's
yo,
the
you
word,
know,
right?
Shout out to everybody that live with their moms, man.
Ain't nothing wrong.
Y'all holding
ain't
it down.
POP.
A female would judge you because you
hold
live
it
at home.
Down.
Fuck that. She
word
live at home on
we
fucking
have
moms. Fucking projects.
Look. And she I'm don't gonna have I'm gonna take a stand
box
today.
This
I'm gonna take a right
so
jab
mad
after
bro
you do. Though.
I'm going to take a stand today. We have to stop doing things like moving out of our mom's houses and
to
buying vehicles
for other people
and buying clothing for women. We mm-hmm have to stop doing that.
Do you realize?
Because that is enabling the culture, bro. Like
this is only in
hip hop.
Do that.
Do
you realize
you can't
that?
Do that?
Of course.
You have yeah to
it's
stop
old.
Doing
it's
hip-hop
not like that. Any
that's true.
Is
that
but then
that's
exactly what it boils
oh
down to.
Nah,
let
I want
to
hear your perspective.
Let me explain.
Please,
why.
Explain your
wait, are you going to say the same thing I said a while ago? Is that females who weren't raised with their dads turn out to be this way?
They're
like,
fucking vicious, bro.
They're vicious.
Not no offense because I mean shit happens. I'm not
yo,
trying to offend any female.
They're fucking vicious, bro.
They're the most cool hearted, bro.
I hear
the ones
like
without the fathers, bro. Yo, they cool
they are,
hearted
because I've experienced like yo, it's a different level of dealing with them, man.
Yeah.
Like their whole mental fucked up.
I can't fuck with no girl
that
got both parents. At least both parents in her lives.
Yeah, at least both. They might not necessarily be together, but you gotta respect your because that's the first man that's introduced to your life that is not about any type of motive. He'll do things out of love for you.
That's the man that's supposed to be your first love.
If you don't respect him, how you gonna respect me? You know what I mean?
If you can't get that first man to love you, your mentality is ain't nobody gonna love me. Fuck that.
Man.
I'm doing what the fuck I wanna do.
That's true.
But it's not her fault as a female. It's the pops.
It isn't. It isn't. But
it's
then again, you know, you want to know what it
but
is.
You pass.
It's
you
her
passing
fault
that on me though.
It's her fault because she doesn't even get a. She doesn't even analyze the stuff to say, you know what? It's time for me to break this cycle and appreciate what I got in front of me.
I respect
people, yeah,
that. I respect
and
that.
You said something that in the chat today that was real. This sympathy shit that, you know,
black people.
We look for that shit. Instead of, yo, we gotta make a motherfucking change, man.
Let's touch that. What was the question you asked, Carl? I believe it was.
Is racism still around partly because black people keep talking about
hashtag Blackout Friday?
Yeah, yeah. Basically, his question was black people ask for sympathy for racism. So that continues racism.
And I feel like there was...
I said only smart motherfuckers could chime in. So if you're not smart, don't say nothing.
All right. So I'm going to shut the fuck up. What really got me mad about the whole Ferguson and what was it?
Eric Garner
situation where everybody kept hashtagging Black Lives Matter. And all lives fucking matter.
Right.
You know? So it's like, stop saying only Black Lives Matter. You're asking for sympathy because I'm black. I need a special card to pull.
You're taking it out of context.
I don't feel like I'm taking it out of context.
What,
but like,
No. Let him continue. Okay. Let him continue.
Go ahead.
I'm gonna let him eat.
Go ahead. Say it.
You're gonna go after. What they mean, that whole black, I think they're missing a word, a key word. It's like Black Lives Matter too, I think their whole mindset is.
Two.
What about human lives matter?
All lives do matter. But I feel like that whole movement, what they were missing a key word, and that's Black Lives Matter too. Because in that whole area, I mean, it's been like a trend for it's open season on young black men.
But yo, when Ricky shot Day Day, black lives didn't matter.
That's what
though.
I this what look, bothers
look,
me.
Look, you
that
can't,
is, that's exactly
see,
what bothers
see,
me.
When Ricky shot, it's
because Ricky's shooting Day Day every day, and Day Day
nobody
back at him
yo
every day.
Run Ricky
be,
run. Everybody
Day Day,
makes
bro?
Fun of that black man coming out the embassy with a shotgun. They make a song out of that.
Why his name?
And then we recite it. But then the white people make a song about shooting
another white person?
No, what was his name?
Nigga Dante.
Not
Dante.
Fuck it.
It's always
the white
Dante
people made
a
song about shooting St. Louis. What was his name?
Listen.
What was his name?
Michael Brown.
Mike Brown. Shooting Mike Brown, it's a problem. But when you make a song about Run Ricky Run, it's playing in the club.
I'm gonna tell you what the issue is.
It's movie though.
I just want to glorify something.
This is part of the issue. Hip hop culture, we promote ourselves as a violent, drug dealing, getting money fast, bitches and hoes type of society in our music. This is how we represent ourselves at the end of the day. So people on the outside looking in and saying, "Yo, listen, if all you talk about is gats and guns and bitches and hoes, I'm gonna assume this is who you are."
Right.
Thank you.
Right. You see what I'm saying? Like, give you an example. Like, you look at when Jay-Z was speaking to Governor Cuomo about a few months back. People in the wrote the article said, ex drug dealer Jay-Z, ex crack dealer Jay-Z. Yeah. Et cetera. And he used to glorify that he used to sell crack and
now
drugs.
Now you gotta live with that.
Et cetera.
You gotta live with that.
See, this is a big problem I have with everything. I feel like a lot of times musicians as well as people in the black culture and hip hop culture are misrepresented. The issue isn't that they're not saying, "Yo, I'm out here shooting guns. Yeah, I'm getting bitches and hoes." They're telling stories. That's their job. They're telling stories. Rick Ross never sold not one drug in his life. Rick Ross was a correction officer before he became a rapper. But he was telling the stories of the individuals that were locked up.
But he embraced it like as if it's
Of course. Don't get me wrong. It's what sells records.
When you get to a certain level and when you make a certain amount of money, you have a responsibility.
Of course.
And you almost got to frown down upon that.
I'll give you a perfect example. Nicki Minaj.
Yes.
For example, right? Probably the best hip hop.
Did it on him.
Right?
Of course.
Best hip hop female in the game,
I know where
period,
you're going.
Right now.
Yeah.
But you got to understand something. Young girls look up to her. So when you see these young girls in junior high school with pink, blonde, purple, all types of ratchet hairstyles, you see what I'm saying? They looking after the artists,
and you know
the people they listen to every day, bro.
And you know what's funny? And you know what's funny? I'm glad he mentioned that because she tried to go back to her like old elementary school and the principal said, no, we don't need your services.
You got to live like you got to live with that.
So look.
So you have to live with that.
So look, when you say all of that,
I like that.
So when you say all of that, my thing is at the end of the day, what about luxury rap? What about luxury rap? Because now Jay-Z, Kanye West, all these rappers rap luxury rap. And when they, whoa, let me finish. When they rap luxury rap, they're rapping their own story now. Because now they've been rapping for all these years, and they're not out here on a corner, and their friends are not out here corner guys.
Kanye's
always sold records, right?
Yeah. But
when did he ever talk about selling drugs in a record?
No. My point is,
Kanye sold drugs.
I said he sold records.
Kanye rapped about people that sold records. I mean, Kanye rapped about people that sold drugs. He did. He has songs. And we can go in his catalog.
Songs are lines.
Pure content.
Songs are lines.
No, songs.
Nah.
Songs. Drive slow, homie. What about that?
Yeah, that's definitely.
About a dude that sold drugs and got money and got hoes.
Yeah, he's right about that.
Come on, bro. That's my point. They're telling stories. And we are misconstruing the stories, right? As these
everyday
lives,
it's everyday life.
You listen to Rick Ross music, and you think Rick Ross was the one doing everything in his rhymes.
Agreed.
What?
No,
you don't think so.
Listen, coming from off a 16. Listen,
not you if I knew he was a CEO.
Coming from somebody who don't know any better.
Exactly.
You got to think about it that way.
You would think Rick Ross was actually selling these drugs.
I thought Rick Ross was the boss of Miami.
Exactly.
Think about it. Listen,
like you said, Kanye makes a song about people.
These young kids, mad impressionable, man.
You know what?
Mad impressionable. So it's like they're not interpreting it as he's just telling a story. No, this is him.
They're going to go out and do that.
And you know what it is, too? You know what it is? I always wanted to say this. It's just that it's the weak-minded people who look up to the wrong people. Like, in a sense where you're going to see Rick Ross and you're going to be like, yeah, he's this big dope dealer. And, bruh. People respect the nigga that's in the strip club throwing the money as opposed to the nigga who owns the strip club.
Yeah. Of course.
That's true.
Of course.
People respect.
Behind the scenes is never cool.
Yeah. They respect the actor instead of their director.
Of course.
That's true.
But the director kicks up 10 times more than the actor.
They respect the rapper more than they respect the producer.
That's true.
Not knowing without the producer. I mean, it goes hand in hand.
Of course.
But it's just like.
Yeah, because you don't hear people saying, oh, my God, I want to be like 40.
Right. Nobody ever wants to be like 40. Nobody wants to be like 808 Mafia.
No one wants to be Drake. Got 1. Whatever followers on Instagram. You know what I mean? 40 doesn't have more than 1 million followers on Instagram.
No one wants to be 40.
Who's 40?
No one wants to be Spielberg.
40 is the dude Drake that produces bro. All of Drake's beats.
Yeah.
40.
Nobody knows who 40 is.
It's either 40 or Boy Wonder. And they don't have more than 1 million followers on Instagram because they're not Drake.
Right.
That's why. You see what I mean? Like that's the thing. Like, even Drake, on certain tracks on his new joint, you know what I mean? Star 6-7, things of that nature. These songs, Drake is telling stories. He's telling stories. He didn't live these things.
Imagination, et cetera.
But no. He's watched people live these lives.
Yeah, he lives vicariously through his raps.
Others.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Jay-Z even said it. Like I told you, sell dope. No. Hov did that. So hopefully so you won't have to go through that.
Right.
You see what I'm saying? Like they're telling a story as an example. You see what I'm saying? Of something that you don't want to go, this is what I've lived through. This is what I've watched other people live through. This is what goes on in the other side of America.
And you don't have to go through it.
You don't have to go through it, but open your eyes to what else is out there.
Listen, if you keep that door shut, okay, and you tell people, don't go behind that door, there's nothing out there for you, this is a better life here, you don't have to speak. This shit is fucking me up right now, my man.
What, you don't have to. Yeah, this pinnacle.
You don't have to speak.
Can we shout out? I mean, last time it was Jack and OJ.
And we got violent,
bro. But listen, man. This, what kind of pinnacle is that?
Chocolate
chocolate whip. Shout out to Moth.
Yo, shout out to this chocolate whip.
Views from
whip.
The 7, bro. Pinnacle? I'm always coming up with innovative
Pinnacle
ways.
Pinnacle is that PA yo. Drink. Popular. Wow. Shout out to college.
When I was in LaSalle, I was doing it big with
shout
the Pinnacle.
Shout out to
you know
LaSalle.
I mean?
Shout out to Kutztown. Yeah, PA holding it down.
I was going to Patterson Palace's Horsin.
And I'm pretty sure.
Shout out to
your
snowboard
And I'm pretty
schools.
Sure if you was a rapper that talked about college life and dorm life and all of that.
Boring.
No.
Nah,
absolutely
you'd be
not.
Lit.
Asher Roth.
Yeah, lit.
Lit.
I love college. What's that song?
Asher
Roth. Who is Asher Roth nowadays?
And I believe, I'm not sure if it was Morgan Freeman that said it. One other famous black, Samuel L. Jackson, said it. He said, if you want to stop racism, stop teaching it.
Yeah.
You go to Haiti, you don't hear about how slavery, American slavery, they don't teach
they don't teach you
that
in Haiti,
bro.
Right.
So, you see what I'm saying? They don't teach these kids that. It's only in America, bro, and it's a...
Black zombie.
Yeah, they're trying to...
It's a reference of... I guess they teach us that. Mirror. So, in our minds, as we're growing older, in our minds, in the back of our minds, we're like, yo, damn, son. Yo, we were slaves before.
You gotta understand, and I said this earlier. I said, as a response to your question, I said, if you don't address racism and it exists, is it still racism?
Yes.
Right? Just like if the tree falls in the forest and nobody's there to hear it fall, does it still make a sound?
Yes, I think until we have a real conversation about
racism. Oh, we've had conversations.
No, like
we have conversation every day about racism.
I'm talking about between whites and blacks. Unadulterated.
No.
That's the only way
it's happened.
Because you got a voice.
Nancy Grace, HLN, Sauté HLN.
You got to understand. You're living in a society where a certain group of people were born ruling another group of people.
But this is.
So you see how normal it feels for you to go and use a toilet to pee in, right? And stand up and pee? That's like telling you, no, men are supposed to sit down to pee. You're going to be like, are you crazy? Men
I sit down,
sit to pee.
I sit down to pee sometimes.
Nigga, you wild.
When I be wanting to take a shit, nothing
course.
Comes out.
That's, I mean,
oh, that's different.
I be feeling
different.
Like a little
yo,
bitch,
are,
too.
Yo,
like.
Hold on.
Like a bitch, it happens.
There are no urinals. There are no urinals in the female bathroom because women don't stand to pee.
That's why we.
You know what?
You know,
I've never been in the female.
I never thought
bathroom.
About it.
I've been in there by accident.
Why do you know?
I seen this video on Worldstar. This woman, she was complaining about our generation and how there's a lack of gentlemen in it. And her whole premise was that she's in the military and she went to some, I don't know, some office or something, and there was 85% men there and like, you know, 15% women there, right? All the women were standing and the guys were sitting. And how there was a woman that was, I guess, behind a desk, and she had crutches, and no man got up. She was leaving to get off work, and no man got up to open the door for her and all of that, right? There was some valid points she made. Okay, you know, as a man, you should, you know, if you're strong and healthy, you know, you see an elderly woman, you should get up, give your seat or whatever.
An elderly person.
Yeah. Person, yeah. Thank you for correcting me on that. But you know what's crazy? You have a lot of feminists out there. They're fighting for equality. They're saying how equal they are. But, yeah, I still got to give my seat up. And we're both the same age.
Agreed.
Fuck out of here.
Agreed.
So fuck out.
When you get on a bus,
you know what I did to my sister on women's
elderly.
Literally, on Women's History Day. You know what I did to my sister?
If there's a woman that's the same age as me, we both worked 8 hours.
On Women's History Day.
You could stand.
On Women's History Day, which is... Women's Empowerment Day or whatever. You know what I did to my sister? I called home from New York City to Pennsylvania and I said, Mom, make my sister mow the lawn today.
Real.
Simple as that.
Real.
Women's Empowerment Day, if you want a dollar for a dollar, like men get a dollar, women get a dollar.
Whoa.
Work for that
about
dollar.
To open Pandora's
on that
catalog.
Note, real. On
that's
that note,
real.
After that commercial
that
break,
note,
that's real.
On that note,
we look forward to seeing y'all next week.
Exactly.
Yeah. Periscope.
Y'all here. Toilet killers and $100 billers. To real niggas who ain't got no feelings. Check it out now.
Miami mob.
You gotta fuck with my realness. I'm sick with it like I'm stuck with an illness. It ain't luck that I'm still rich. Yeah. Just more reason for me to tuck and conceal us. Yeah. Your boy might have to hit a fuck nigga kill switch. Snap right back to me standing in the projects. Right back.